不多了，然后说说觉得年头比各地多了嘛，那国用呀，天天见到也没得呀。
As it states in a sutra, just like a skilled doctor would diagnose and give its medication to a patient, with skillfully to the according to the diseases and the sicknesses which the dispense of the medication per the sicknesses. So therefore, similarly, the Buddha himself taught the teachings according to the mindsets and the desires of its disciples or the students. And so therefore, even though, just like the doctors, even though they have best medications and medicines, and without diagnosing the sicknesses of his patients, if he just began to disperse the best medicines to the sick people, then the chances are this medication may not necessarily be effective to those patients. So similarly, the Buddha had taught his teachings according to its practitioners and its followers, and based on the mindsets and the capabilities and the desires that they have. So based on their ability, he taught, he gave teachings. Sometimes there is a tendency that one, when we describe about the Mahayana practice, and some might feel that it is so much of a vision, so therefore I may not be able to fulfill this kind of a vision. And so therefore, if one has such a feeling of some sort, then it is said that these are all can be overcome. And so therefore, this is, at times, it may be because of having to do a purification of rituals and things, and also to develop a certain kind of a strength in oneself, in the mental strength. And so therefore, everything is possible because no matter what kind of circumstances maybe one is in, but these are all can be overcome, and because we have a Buddha nature in ourselves, and anything that any inabilities and the faults and all the inabilities are temporary thing, and so therefore these can be overcome. All this negativities can be overcome. So, for instance, we are going to do a nyungne for 2 days, and during this period, if one has a pure motivation and intention to purify one's negativities through the recitation of dungsha, that is the recitations of the bodhisattvas, and also doing a prostration, and those things can be done, you know, with the four powers of purification, and also it is Lama Tsongkhapa himself have practiced this Ngondu practice or the purification practice by doing prostrations, and also having did the prostrations of 3,500,000, and so therefore doing this kind of purification has a great impact and benefits of purification. So therefore, if we do this with the sincere motivation and sincere effort for this two days, it will certainly have a great impact in our life.
Yeah, that is the kashi sumin tuvi shiresene. Yeah, kazari kashi la jivashima inchi ngondo sadami kompan tuya ge sunum tuya. Taka nashenge chi talbi kompan tuya ge tene sunum saya. Tamshen chenbi kompan tuya ge sunum saya tene dungen yore. Teje tila rara susu la chitarin dupa nashenge sunum saya. O tene sungu yores. Narasu ya terin dene ma nyamne chiyangandu en dene ma yangla dumban dene chan sabon chubo piwa tisube namga dene nyambi yawa seji tamje layan chubo piwa dene sumchen tamje laya lulu lonchu geta da chiba pe jinya o ta tindi nganzu choga kurang nangla yoban nangshengi sunum jachimu shibu saji yore gawasamu shibu re o tisu kab kab la and it's sick to get tone, temperature. Maybe some gent, tumjig it on the land, maybe change your toby cheddar, and it's on them dead and this saga in some bay. Some be simbe agony, change with some simbe agony. So saga in now, so love which is out of your war. What in the inside?
So it is also said that. For those who have intention to accumulate virtues, or maybe increase the virtuous act, or maybe for some, the intention of doing this practice is for the for liberation or nirvana, attaining nirvana, or for some, it could be something to attain the state of Buddhahood, and so therefore, whatever the motivation and intention may be, these can be attained through this practice. For instance, at the beginning of our session, we did seven limb prayers, and there it describes of offering all one's possessions of things, such as if need to be, one would be willing to offer one's own body, our possessions of wealth, and even and the virtues that one have accumulated, all be willing to offer to benefit others and to the benefit of other sentient beings. So therefore, these are all can be done, and with this kind of intention and motivation, when we do this practice, if you have created or generated bodhicitta or mind of bodhicitta, or to be able to benefit others with this kind of intention, this can be a very powerful practice.
Yeah, that any Kachila ni ni temba, Kachila ni ni min tense. That you get a more than two devala sovala in the Kansa, that you don't want to tumba, Kansa dame raba. In a Kansa, Kansa, Tasak, Jeep, Ponso, Tijiti, Demetri Deva.
So in terms of describing the two emptinesses of the different philosophical schools, that at some point Buddha taught that the gross level of emptiness to those one could understand in that level of understanding, and at the same time he had also taught the emptiness of things that are all the physical bodies and things are inherently not existence. And so this kind of a differentiation of philosophical view of emptiness being taught based on the abilities and the understandings of the followers themselves. And so therefore he had taught the ultimate philosophical point of view as the Madhyamika describes, the emptiness that is also accompanied by great compassion, and through this ultimate view, one is then be able to see the ultimate nature of things, and so therefore this is also taught as a ultimate view or philosophical view of the Madhyamikas. Lotto Mini and it, the Gilon Jeva Najinji,
我的孙哥的弟弟们就要多么的困难难的年纪这一切年纪到了他孙权他们就懂得的这么多三百年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年纪这一切年 간지 둥글 때 대워진 내 지게 인스, 내 지 투사레스, 썸 담보이노. 가리스는 숨쟁 담지 산지 공부 투발라, 줍등행게, 집어뜨지는 숨쟁 쌤과 당신은 쉬어 말해. 엠에 니지 제모 곰는 냠슬랭게 있나, 자주 쌤는 줄리지 인구리, 돈이 또 비켜는 줄리지 인구리. 대도 돈이 니지 배 손든 대든 곰게 있나, 숨쟁 탐지가 동안 세 투근도 쌈비배, 뽑아서 담비 곤에, 숨쟁 탐지가 동안 쬐고 있는 생각이 니지 때, 아니, 동안 쬐도 그 니지에서는. 当 안주야, 这里牛奶了点呢，甚至他们这个东西，我塞个盐，东西接不个盐什么呢？没，工农天天去开呢。那你说完的时候，当，那你娘们去做，跑步训练时，三级他们这个突击课，在我年纪全部花不来，那么了，下点个点嘞。那点了被说完，他们呢，年纪刚毕业那当。 누워야 만나지 응고르와 어떤 인사래.
So when we practice nyungne, the primary objective or primary thing that we could emphasize on or meditate and practice on would be a compassion. And so therefore compassion is a very powerful powerful thing to be practicing. And so therefore in the Mahayana perspective, the compassion is the must have a view in one's own practice. And so therefore when we do this practice, this is our primary focus of thinking and also to be able to benefit others. And so therefore this the compassion is something that is needed in the initial or in the beginning or in the middle and in the conclusion. All three stages, it is an essential part of the practice that's needed. And so therefore when one is starting the practice, one should have a motivation to be able to benefit others and generating love and compassion to others. And when we do that, one should have a mindset that understanding that I wish and I desire and I wanted to be able to help others and liberate others. And this kind of things is a must-have. And in the such as if one were to grow things, first one needs a soil to be able to grow things properly. And so therefore the compassion is like the soil where things will grow properly. And then in the middle, when the fruits are coming out, it needs to be nurtured and it needs to be taken care of properly. So similarly, in the middle, compassion is important to be able to nurturing and protecting it in right way to it to flourish. So in the conclusion or in the end, when the fruits are come out, it needs to be used properly and enjoyed properly. Similarly, that compassion is also needed to be able to attain a state of Buddhahood. And once one attains the state of Buddhahood, compassion is the one that one would then come to live with ordinary beings and to teach and to help them and liberate them from their miseries and so forth. So similarly, all this analogy that compassion is the essential part of our practice and one must need to nurture and cultivate. And so therefore, in this next 2 days when we do the Nyungne practice, we are doing this practice in conjunction with the practice of Avalokiteshvara. And so therefore, Avalokiteshvara being a Buddha of compassion. And when we do pray and also have a strong faith and practice and develop compassion and generate love and so forth, it will definitely have a great impact and it will have a great consequences in our development of spiritual practices.
Yeah,
So in terms of describing compassion or the great love, so there is a three, it can be divided into three. So the one which is known as a great compassion towards sentient beings. So that is something that something that the person is consumed by self-indulgence or self-centeredness and self-circled through this self-centeredness of ideas and things. And so therefore, the great compassion or the love is to shine some kind, bring about or making aware of this kind of person to realize that this view is a wrong one. And so therefore, through making aware of this person to come out of this kind of a view to see in a different light. And so that is called the compassion towards other sentient beings, based on other sentient beings. So by having this kind of those who don't have this kind of a view make or circle their life with many different mistakes, such as making attachment, and also those who you love, they attach to it, and those who dislike, those who you dislike, you kind of hold resentments and so on and so forth. And through this, it creates a lot of ignorance and mishaps and misactions and so forth. And so therefore, having this kind of realization to bring about for them to realize that these are wrong perceptions and wrong understanding, and having this kind of a care towards other is the first compassion. And then the second is about the compassion of phenomena, meaning that without realizing that all this external materials and phenomena are something that needs to have, and so therefore these are the sources of happiness and so forth through misguided understanding, and through this kind of idea, then we run after it, and we don't realize that the impermanence nature of ourselves, and these are all come to an end and so forth, not realizing the implications of this, and running after the accumulation of material possessions and so forth. So having this realization and bring about others that these are impermanence and would not bring a satisfactory joy and happiness in our life, and to, with a great sense of care, to bring about these are the wrong views to others, and telling them that these can be overcome, and look into something that is more meaningful and so forth, is the second kind of compassion towards others, so that bring about the impermanence and making them realize the impermanence nature of things and so forth, with a great sense of responsibility, and having them realize this is the second kind of compassion.
Yeah. 这样的呢,别的见呢, 若有一群那个大瓦的人,又当让心,又当让心引起动物生,这种人。第一天,俺就大不登不着一个什么的,假设把路出的把地拿了,特别是你不给了,给几张也丢了没把,又给你。 俺是通过的，对中间有点这个东西了。跟男性间俺是经常有的，对马东往前呢，就罗马某一个前几天我下去呢，跟你们到我听了马来话，对他，对马这边呢，他去看那个的了，刚刚媳妇这个的话，第三他说说呢，就我们到我公，对他这样的年纪公送的那种个了。到男性你就懂我说的。
哎，你明白了没有？年纪也深了。啊，年纪刚过呀，当年纪刚呢，哎，年纪刚跟俺的干的人多，俺高完多，彭博人多啊，哎，彭博的同学们刚上进多啊，高完多上的说是明天白天呢，如果什么再接不赢呢，哎，见到了你个要么。 풍병원은
jigdang, tadetang, tenda, tenbatang, denbatang. Ene yangla tsobatang, ibchene. Namba dunchene, manyedu, tonsange, nrogore, tiba gonggores. Te gomba ene, tomba nye gonggoyores. Mantongwan, tongwan tambawo sene. Te sunggoyore, manzuya, a nge, papasinese, gonggoyo. Gongjin, papasinese, nge, te, surendu sene. Pwe, rigbe cheba ina, jentala nyeji mengenji. Rangwa gongge rangyi cheba chena ya, jentala nyeji mengenji. Tendi cheba chene manyeba ina, ina mintan tope taba samge, mintan tayo. Ene pwe, nangla rangyi meba. O tendi chene, daadan gongje lanyi ga, O tindi chene samtane, tomba nyeji kuwa toa chaba chene. Tindi ki tonyi tobe sherab am ti simbi nyeji tenla, eni chulam, nyi mingmele mingbi nyeji yesene. Ngara zoi tindi mayimba chene, tansi marikbi yangwa tu chene, daa singende pombo le tuen jamba dachi, yoy samba dachi. Pombo ngone tsewa yena, samsangla zubon diya, Da yin sang Jitin guba chini ba tei tsawa marik tei si. Kaanshin tongwe te toba tenchen dewa jungwa sungwa si. Tinti marik ba doya ki tuanda la kandiyi chene samtani dogo si na tenchen dewa jungwa. Ju zambu la teni ndribu zambu cheya. Ju ngamba la teni ndribu ngamba yungwa. Jundi tenchung. Yang ming ki tabi tenchung. Manzo gomji la sengwa du. Gomba pochi yoyne gomji la chi tayo. Taka najiga ranga gomken ke la jiyoyeza gombobo ranyi jiga chayangwari. Chi gyudan dribu sengwondi gyula tuyini dribu jagayori. Dribu ti gyuli jiba yinza ti jenji dribu jagayori. Gyu sekante dribu lu tuyini jagayori. Tinti ki tenshongki goyahu chabi tome. Eni manzi samtanga yina maripo donjogore sone. Jirma chi tini sungduwa. Tienza tiya manju nyone kawla shioro shiola nyamsu lenken taa kandri chi nuu chen cheba chen. Nyamsu len chi mpoba shenri si sengen tiya kandri chi nuu samne cheba chen. O tini chi tuna manju be nyone desi rangla ba tonda tamba yahu shivu cha yungure sungduwa.
So the third is empty of both, meaning that the nature of things that we meditate on and the meditator itself is both are empty of its nature. And so therefore, when we do this practice, if we were able to contemplate and spend some time thinking about these natures would be a useful and a helpful contemplation. And therefore, for instance, when we examine as a practitioner and the practice itself, where is it and what is it and how does this come about and how does this stand and being and so forth, one would not find a solid base to be pointed at that this is inherently a being, and so therefore with this kind of understanding it is important, and also the search is important for one to convince and have a realization of this nature, and so therefore for that reason Buddha had said that through seven different means of searching the nature of those things. And without this, and sometimes we understand and we sort of believe that we are invincible and we are permanent and we have so much lives to live and so forth. And by this kind of a misconception, then we begin to do all kinds of things and accumulate things. And for instance, if we look at, for analogy is something that if you look at the reflection of a moon in the sea, and even though the reflection is it's there, it's constantly shaking and moving. So therefore, similarly, our existence is constantly moving, and there is no moment that sits still. So therefore, constantly changing and moving, and so therefore, that this describes our nature of existence and the nature of our impermanence. And by having this kind of realization is also a good help for us to understand and contemplate on. And as we go forward with this Nyingma practice, one should also spend time and contemplate on experimenting and also looking into the nature of things, and also contemplating on the impermanence, and also thinking about the oneself as a practitioner, and also the practice that one is engaging in or engaging with, such as the practice of Avalokiteshvara, and one would examine where that practitioner is and where the practice is and so forth, and contemplating and also developing some understanding of interdependence nature of things, that would be helpful for one to spend time and understand. And so therefore, things that understanding of interdependence, one would realize that right and good kind of cause would bring about the result of good and good things, and so therefore, when we look at things, all things are interdependent, and the in nature of interdependence is something that inherently not existed, but it is a mere label and how it is being existed and so forth. So having this kind of a realization and understanding and contemplating during the practice, I think it would be useful. And also with this kind of understanding, it would dispel some of the misconceptions and some of the misunderstanding that one may have. And also it will shed light to overcome our ignorance and so forth. And it will be useful to overcoming our ignorance.
Tātī nīcī nī ngā rā sū nīñjī yāni yāni nīñjī kī sāmbī sāmbī chī gu nī sāmbī sāmbī chī dungā tā trendu dungā lī ngī jeb kī yīn sāmbā chī nī yāni yāni tū sē tam nā tā nīñjī gu mgu yori nīñjī chīmbu gu mgu yori tī yīn bā yīn sā ngā sū tī nīcī nī tā nyōne dē kī yori nyōne dē ngā tū nyōne kī chokā kōrā lā ene ngondro tang ngoyi ji njuk chene, sum chene, chetan sabche chene, chuyu shi shi yorda. Ta ina, te kangama dhuyu shawa ina ngondro, ene ngoyi ji njuk sere. Ngondro tele ta, manzo, tikshen sojung, kiamdru semche chene, te yu shu, tikshen sojung le ya. Tikshen sojung len ca sung na, te yu shu lama, la jindo ya, te yu shu lama, tene, ene yang la dungpan do ene, tsua sa dhujung che ya. Tijetita ngondru kong la yare. Tijetita ngondru tanda shudewa inangana tuso yo mare, tegan tewa chi ya.
So, when we do the practice, the primary practice will be based on compassion and thinking about compassion and also developing bodhicitta and love and great compassion and so forth. And so therefore, this one must have a great desire and also aspiration to be able to help others, to dispel the sufferings of others and so forth. It's important to have this kind of motivation. But when we talking about the practice of Nyungne, they could be described in three different categories, which will be a preliminary and the main and the last rituals of practice. So therefore, for instance, when we do the preliminary one, we will take a Mahayana precepts and the recitations of prayers and so forth. So therefore, I would not go into a great details of describing those things. So that would be something that we could briefly discuss.
Yeah. Dunje tuba sene, tandu ni yore. Ta daje tela, une pige, nimbe yang la sene tela, da lhaje ba sene. Ta de kechimu tsege yore. Kechimu tsege yinza, da lhaje ba sedu, rang gomje lati, rangye ti ngole je ne, gombo yina, ene lati tene chilep, ta na ngantu she de, za chimu nyinje te, Ramajulamajuyungore, Gonya Mandore, Gomchokoyomore. They do Sensing one matum getting the imbina, Jewel of Gomiach, Dunla Gomiach, the new Gomchokoyore. That one tongue can say, and the Ranin Layukulache on you, Chajuk Lachi Lutel and Tumu Maimbachene, La Tukiriore. Tumba Yigi Da Zuk Tan Chajan Saman number 2 is any. And the heart to shame. Don't bring it in lasse, dry lasse, ye gillas, zucilla, and then chajilla, semi lass, and the heart to the mother, laje comes to the two of Gunguyore. The gummy with the Tomini lass and the carisarisana, Omosubo should saw them a sobo should do horns, round down Gunji lattes with a pair, ranging in motorway, Jedun. Tadun sena nyeji mewa chene, lai te kona nye tan rangi tumba nye nye po rochi tu chene, pe tungsang ngo chene, tunga nye gomgu yore. Rangza lai tanga tunga nye, te gomba tena tumba nye je laasene, o tanya te taga yore. Te edi manzu, ta oma suba osho, saada oma suba osho to haa, saya tisu manzu mambu kode nyungo yota, ti tunda te somtane, ene, Tumba ni gumba tela, tumba ni jila asigre. Tene dry la asigre, tene tumba ni gong, tene nekab tara la, tene tunji nanka, nanka tumba ni ma, omani pemi hong, singa dalang, 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 dal 지워친보 이기기 수수 샤딩은 지래 딘서 디 왜 야호우시 섬다네 다띵 나 인삼네 삼지 로 섬다 가고다 지워다 딘디 달라 로데야디 나 인삼네 아니 미버치네 텔레트네 다일라세게 요래 야 아니 주인이 드시셨다
And so therefore, the main practice, when we do the main practice, it will be, first, generating or develop, sort of transforming oneself into the deity itself, and also, sort of self, which is also known as a self-generation, and then, also the generation, of something visualizing in front of you. And so therefore, these are the main practice. And here, in terms of the, self-generation, is what it refers to is that, when we do the practice, the practitioner oneself transform into the actual deity, meditational deity itself. And so therefore, in this case, one will be visualizing or transforming oneself into Avalokiteshvara. And so in that case, those who have received Avalokiteshvara initiation, one could then do through the visualization practices and ritual, one can visualize oneself as an Avalokiteshvara. But those who have not received an initiation, one is not permitted to visualize oneself as Avalokiteshvara, but rather one could visualize Avalokiteshvara on your crown or in front of you, visualize Avalokiteshvara being there and so forth. So with this kind of a visualization process, one could do the practice. And here, when we transform oneself or transforming oneself into a deity, there is a six different kinds of methods of developing one's transforming oneself into a deity. It is numerated as empty, and also sound, a letter, and also physical, and mudras, and so forth. So these are the transformations that one would do. And here, the empty, what it refers to is that when you have recited this mantra many times, Om Sobhava Shuddha Savadhamma Sobhava Shuddha Ham, so that sound of reciting, one has to realize or one has to visualize the empty nature of things. Basically, primarily, this is talking about the empty nature of things. And the second is the sound, which when you visualize this, and as you would hear the sound of recitation of Om Mani Padme Hum, this sound coming from the sky, from the space down. So as you hear this sound, one should also visualize that this is the nature of Avalokiteshvara that you are hearing, and also you could feel that this is me, that I am this sound, and so forth. Even though this visualization process may be a bit difficult, but if one puts a little bit of effort, this will be useful of visualization process.
Yeah, that in the Yigi La Sekhanti, Tindi Namgani Omani Pime Hun Sen Dhata Devati, in the Rangi Sim Davi Chingur Chene, Ti Kalama, Rangi Sim Davi Chingur Sethea, Lana Mavi Chanchu Tumduchi Samlo Yahoo Chitane, in the Rangi Sim Davi Chingur Mulaba, Chusum Sam, in the Yigi Omani Pime Hun Sen. Dati mama ma yon xie ni rang sem kwan se du ane o mani pe me hong sen ge yin zhu namba la jio sun wo sam ni ta te le te ni nga wo nyambi po pa xin yi se nga wo nyambi pe mi pa xie ni ane san na da nga jie tu ni gom gu gu yore te le te ni yi ki yi la se ge yore ka te ni zub ji la se nga ti Tā 미부지에 들었다 주지 라신 뜻이거든요.
And the deity of the letter is that as you hear the sound of Om Mani Padme Hum coming from the space down as you hear, at the same time one needs to visualize in your heart a lotus, and then as this sound you hear and this sound lowers down into you, and then this sound eventually visualize that sound comes down and resides in your heart with the lotus flower. So as this resides in the one would have to think that this is me. And the other part is the physical visualization of the meditation is when one is visualizing oneself as Avalokiteshvara itself, with visualization would include that Avalokiteshvara with faces and the arms and the physical being, as whole and complete the being of Avalokiteshvara has to be visualized.
Yeah. That in the charge last thing when you Ningalatine, Pemedi, Chajajene, Rangin, Ningachi, Chuochi, Nimbachi, Pumba Yevachi, Pumba Yumbachi, and Tingala Tuyati, and the Chinji Labi, Chajasene, Chaji Lassene. That in the Chinji Lassung, something pay me which ana, Rangin Poboshin is said they were tea, Ningala, and the Jawaringa, Tambosin is a tea, Chinguana, Langayori. 되게 신지 나서 섬에나 되게 요새 자제 나서요. 섬에 나서 원디 다 곰고레스. 곰네 단지 보보시에서 차동 전동에 제대버티 곰네. 대 두걸은 보보시에서 세지 버치요레. 에 세지 샤지 버치. 대 두걸한테네 에 이게 세기요레. 섬을 숨지게. 어디지네 곰네. 곰네 곰네 곰다 곰곰 생원도 야네 양도 쟤네 잠비 마지바 쟤네 잠바도 배 중부 시부 쟤네 배 잠비 마지바 쟤네 야네 양도 곰되나 버릇을라 이제 미키 대두야 소주 미키 통지용인지 라본 차나에 비게 라지용인지 링통은 참아 어디든지 마지막 봐도 곰고아래 해서네 먼저 년에 대비 깍지고 많이 받쟤네 가두이네 생일에서 곰네 龙啊，这个人呢，人家把路是了，人家社会社会下用的哟，是。第一辈了，俺是恰当建设的，一些的，落了工地区域，往个，朝鲜全部也是个没的，上当不打个狼山，混了黑带不中的，社会下用过的。这个里头是那工地区域，往个，工地往个的，工地啊，这是。
他那些个战斗武器写过，啥子，说是说了，那不几个人去，对不起，有个人呢，哭了些那媳妇接待个人，这哭这么大个，那是哭去多的，有不着，就是刚刚把路的写用过的，对呀，什么人级别往个也是，他那些个俺是攻击那地呀，伢那样上当的，准备节目就去呢，不如是来，没不写的，写的写的多呢。
So the next is the deity of mudra, which is something that this practice is the lineage of padmas, and so therefore, when one is practicing this, basically, it's the mudras is something that when one do the practices, touching the five different spots in one body, which is crown of your head, throat, and the heart, and the left and right shoulders. Those are five physical spots when touches, when these are the gestures or the mudras that when performs, it is indication that one could also think that these spots are blessed by Avalokiteshvara. So that is the mudra. And the next is the sign of deity, meaning that when sign is referring to something that when one is constantly meditating and familiarizing with the thing, and then eventually it will become very familiar, as if there is a physical and a touchable, and also something that one can visually observe and see, things that kind of experience one can experience at some point. And so here, this is when we do this meditation, one would be visualizing oneself as Avalokiteshvara with a thousand arms and thousand eyes and so forth, and 11 heads and things, and in the heart of this Avalokiteshvara, one will be visualizing Avalokiteshvara with four arms and one face, and in the heart of that Avalokiteshvara, one will be visualizing letter Shri. So this process is something that one would have a great concentration and also mindfulness to be able to keep this visualization vivid and so forth. And so therefore, as one becomes more experienced and expert in this kind of visualization process, one would then begin to see as if one is there and touch and so forth. And example of this is something that if when we are so familiar with things, then without much effort, one can see this thing immediately. For instance, as someone that you really dearly love and constantly think about, then the minute that this kind of thought comes to you, this person, then you can almost see this person, or almost you can touch this person, of sensation that one can have. Similarly, if one is very fearful of somebody, then as this thought comes to your mind, you can immediately feel the presence of this thing and so forth. Similarly, when we, that these things all happens because we are so used to it. And so therefore, similar, when one has become so used to it, can become this experience real. Then similarly, when we do the practice of meditation of this kind, if we put enough effort and familiarize enough, then this experience can be real to us.
Dupchenji yangla se dun chotu nejo chiya tela ta dupachinbe yangla. sumjeji tunze agbe chuba cheju tutan deju chiyate ma shiyam gore. Di indu nindu yang la jiye se ne ngandu nyone la dedu choga maa ndundu nindu yang la jiye tsambi gore. Ini da jiye dan dunje tun dungu yore ya.
So therefore, primarily when we do this practice, there is four elements that are developing closeness to the deities that one is doing practice of, and also developing even sort of pleasing of that deity in some sense, and getting some kind of a closer connection developing with this deity. And so therefore, the first is developing closeness, meaning that when one recites the practice of this deity, and also doing meditation and visualization, would bring about one's closeness and also some developing affinity with this deity in some sense. And then the second is that practice that one entails that sort of inviting all the conscious deities to the practice. And so that is also a blessing, and also sort of a becoming oneness with the deity and so forth. So that is the second part. And then the third would be something that developing a stronger affinity and a closeness with the deities, and developing a sense of bond and so forth with the deity. So therefore, these are the primary elements of the practice to developing sort of a relationship and closeness and bonding with the deities is being described.
That is, devachi atele tam nanzu shinsing songa jevati mamudangu yavati indu deju yangla jesene deju yangla jesene undu ane dātāṁ sēmtāṁ yēlā yōrūsēni. Tā cikcik vatak tēngāri. Dātāṁ sēmtāṁ yēlā yōrūsēni wāndu dātāṁsāngantī tāngjī sēntāṁ yēngi pōpāshīngi sīkī sūngātiri. Sēmsāngantī rāngi sēm inu pīkī lāmi chāngshū tūmdūjī sēmsāṁ būsīcīni tīpā tāngī jīngu tūyū chūdī vatēlā dātāṁ sēmsā tīrī. These are the professional things on up. That money, the cheating and sitting, the entire money, the age, the tatella, the yata, Marie, Namura, and the tayas and the tinny, Darder say a party birch. Marquit, Nibach. Somebody, the yata, Darder, the say a tea. Ini pergi simat je ni. Nimbu tangga nimbu nyanyi je ni tak agul sum je ni. Ini setap kau yore. Di datang sem tangan set. Jelas jor set la rangi je tangan jenji je sen jinji sen. Rangi je set rang papa sen is je dewa. Tee tukala yiki semba che, tee tukala tinginze semba tee intala. Ini pyoge dawe gyanla ya maa kwe java tela rangi jie se. Shii ngantanda jeeba yi kawala yore se na rangi jie rangi la jie deba tee tukala yore se. Te jie jio ma, te chigre. Jengi jie se ondu dunla ya popa jengi se jie ne. Ti tukala rangi sem dawi jingol che, ti gangla pohishen risi ki zonga, ti che dewa tela zhenji ji es. Zhenji ji kawala yawarisana rangi ndunla che dewi ndunje ki lai ti tukala rangi sem dawi jingol tu chuwi tingi la ene chen risi ki zonga ti che yawaris. Tati majiwa che ne. Ene dangores, datan sem de jela jur, yala man, manyam, deju chas. Yala jivuti, deju yala jiseti, datan sem niji. Rangi jete jenji, jin dunjiji, la chene, jin niji. Otati, jika majiva chene, sivu chene, zoni tangi na. Deju yala jivu manyam bachin, sivu chin, ta sivu yona mana, susu, tambi majiva chene, madamayena. Zongri tsachu tambayena, kawa tunga diva tar sungduwa. Shivu tsachibu yasare. Watini sungdu. Tan diva chedu ti, majiva chene, tambi simtukore.
So during the practice, it is important that the four process one should keep in mind. That is something that which is called the sound, which is the sound is something that when we do the recitation of the mantra, and that sound or the recitation of the mantra when you recite, one needs to have a clear focus on the recitation of the sound. And then the mind, which is called, which is then, as one is reciting this, the mind should be focused on something that visualize in your heart, where there is a lotus flower, which is in essence the nature of your mind, of bodhicitta. And in the center of that lotus, you have a letter Shi, and circled by Om Mani Padme Hum. And outside of the ring of that Om Mani Padme Hum circle, then you have a Namo Ranataya, of circle of this mantra. And then outside of that circle, you have Tayata Om Dalidalidiri. So that mantra will be circled. So primarily, what we were saying is like, you have a lotus flower in your heart, and the center of lotus. Moon disk, you have a moon disk in the center of your heart, and the center of that moon disk, you have a letter Shi, and the letter Shi is circled by Om Mani Padme Hum, and then outside of this Om Mani Padme Hum circle, you have a Namo Ranataya.
What is it?
No. So you have Om Namo Ranataya circle of that, and then outside of this Om Namo Ranataya circle, you have a Tayata Om Talitalitiritiri, so that circle. So as you do the practice, you have to keep your focus on the visualization of this. There are a lot of things to be focused on, and at the same time, you'll be visualizing the deity in front of you, where it's also a form of Avalokiteshvara, in that Avalokiteshvara, in the heart of this Avalokiteshvara, there's a moon disk, So the deity that is in front of you is in essence the essence of your bodhicitta mind transformed into Avalokiteshvara, and the heart of that Avalokiteshvara, you have a moon disk and the same routine of the letter Shi and the mantras in it, in that Avalokiteshvara. So with this kind of visualization, if one is able to keep and be focused and clear on this kind of visualization, will be a practice well done. So therefore, if one is able to do and be able to perform this adequately. It is said that it will purify a lot of negativities and things that you accumulated in the 100 aeons and so forth.
Gudan kamangaris.
Something some gombas in it. And then they use in the top of the journal and some wrote in the bay. Then come to another many something, there are something. The entire Tarban Navy something sent it. Something somebody tongue and like you could you tell you. Meta dollar jury, something she said in material. Pushing things over change loves. Meta dollar jury, things said many something, second day, then you have to get you with Jenny. How did you get? Be le tene wazir mevut abumba mejim ba na jin be me kumbu to chen de na la yege te je te se sha ta wa ta sha se wa ma ni ti ja ndu tene mayim ba ji ji zo ta ya hu be ya hu shi wu ji ba se ta chen ene rang ge sen 这个是一个修行的案例，那都是呢，没公布那了的呢，现在是个马的阶梯，没不见的，没可是公布的。那呢，明年什么的时候，他的公公呢，那个人，如果你，那个，一个阶梯落了，他那个下的阶梯。 让着装呢，当啷啷啷啷装呢，满天当那那么多人摘呀，生个地基的，我当啷啷啷装呢，人家那位有土坯过得下去，让着装呢，这让着装呢，这不公公公公些呢，不是说了别家的，说是俺们东北有嘛的，一个别人家整个有嘛的呢。
我跟上这说多呢，啷啷固定个去。我得了两年三天时间多，他的公公公钱呢，不如得了，俺那两天就发，也呢，俺那东北人公呢，俺那讲究个三天，两年东北人公不也呢？两天台湾那边三天时间，俺那台湾的他们全部公布主要个，那么多不就是经营过些。
So, there is a three concentrations could be described when we do these practices, and here it's three concentration can be defined as a fire-like and the sound and the empty. And so therefore these definition or define it in such a way that fire-like meaning that once we visualize and recite through the visualization of like you have visualized the mantras in your heart on the moon disk, and these visualized mantras, it becomes so clear. The mantra.
Oh, yeah.
Becomes.
Sometimes somebody just says,
Sabe.
Oh, yeah, only just says, yeah.
And so, therefore, this visualization becomes so clear that it radiates light, and it becomes so intense, and as if it becomes this mantra becomes solidifies, and it becomes a nature of light, and it's very clear, and it shines brightly, and so forth. And so, therefore, this letter Xi and the mantras that are becomes so bright. But at the same time, brightness or with the essence that very clear, and there's a clarity to it. These are some kind of the power of visualization that would attain in this way. So that's the fire-like. And then the second is sound. Is something that as you recite this mantras, and eventually you no longer have to recite it, but this sound becomes automatically kind of reciting. Even though you are silent, you hear this sound very clearly, and constantly hearing this sound in this way. So that is also become a stronger practice, a sign of visualizing these kind of practice. And then the third is something that your practice of ultimate combination of bodhicitta and the reality or the emptiness of nature of things. And these two previous experiences would dissolve and would become it transforms into its own nature and becomes empty. And so therefore these are then described as ultimate practice of bodhicitta with the combination of emptiness. So these practices are then described in this essence. So these are just synopsis of what these entails. So since we don't have time of describing very detailedly about these practices and experiences, this is just a gesture of what these can be and what these are in a symbolically described.
Yeah, and then I said, oh, who do you do, Jenny? That the Dajit and Dunji Malone, Mandashe de Madina, Tina, Tondado Kanga, Chitamado Chate. The Tanganja Chiso Kangana, Nuni, the Hansi and Sukuri, Chiso Nuni to Katu Teleyan, Kajuda, to Susa Kanga, Madre Jenny, Chisha de Kalikawa Shivan to Tari. And it all went on to Daji, Tandun Jin, don't turn on the man. In she the Yaka, the Puke Kanga, Yam the Mandajana, the Shirango Mari, Pajetsad.
So this is primarily describing the self generation and the external generation of practice of this. Nyungne practice, and so therefore, generally we use and practice Nyungne in different centers, and frequently we use this in the different centers and so forth. And so therefore, more often we have challenges of finding translators and also describing the process of Nyungne practice and so forth. And so this evening we have the translators, both have translated here, and then this being recorded and so forth. I hope that in the future when we do the practice, we could listen to this translation and also improve, and also remind ourselves of the routines and the practice process of this practice. Before doing the practice, one could listen to this and discuss about the process and so forth. I think it would be useful. But that's not to say that even during the teaching and maybe the translation, there could be misunderstanding or mistakes being made during the process. By listening and re-listening and discussing may help us to correct those mistakes and so forth. So therefore, I see this have a benefit of having this kind of discussion. I hope that you would do this in the future, listen to the tape, and also discuss about it, and the process of practice and so forth, that would be beneficial for you. So now, if we do this practice, we may not necessarily do the self-generation and the external generation together, but if we do the self-generation maybe simultaneously, both in Tibetan and English or the other Chinese translation simultaneously, we may be able to complete this. And so therefore, this is my thought. Maybe it may not take too long to complete this. So wish that we could do this evening together.
Oh yeah. That time she was nothing rather great to Obviously, the Kuji Kumban gave a lot of persons of a Jewala, Tonta person the caricature, said you, Ninji culture, says one, just a Ninji Samba Maybetone, Majibetone. What a tenby, not to mention I have been with it.
Just like I have mentioned earlier, the important thing about the practice is being mindful of the beginning, middle, and the end stage of this practice. And as I described earlier, the bodhicitta is the most important thing one to have in your mind during this process, three steps. And so therefore, keep in mind as you do the practice to think about the bodhicitta and compassion and so forth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
I'm not sure.
Merci. Oh.